96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Tackle tasks on your property with a new compact utility tractor from Prairie Land Partners. During their summer sales event, enjoy 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. Get the tractor you need now with low monthly payments and without the burden of high interest rates. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 8th of July. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Line. This July 8th morning by Admire Mayor Donna Yule and City Council Member Nicole Kuhn talking about, well, some damage cleanup efforts and then the rescheduling of the city's July 3rd celebration activities. Donna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us here. Nicole, how are you today?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Well, I have to ask, Donna, last week was quite busy in the weather department with all the rain nearby and then the wind event that developed here the following day, so Monday, Tuesday. Just how damaging were the storms that hit you guys here last week?
They were significant. Many residents lost trees. Many trees landed on people's buildings. We still have a big walnut tree that's on somebody's house. People lost carports and sheds. They were flipped over and just smashed. A lot of damage caused by trees down. We had so many trees down. And our park, people just said it looked like a bomb went off in it. I mean, we were lucky enough in the park that all the trees that fell down, none of them landed on our wonderful player equipment that we have. But it was just crazy how bad the damage really was. I mean, we had no warning, nothing. It just, the winds came out of nowhere. And people are just surprised about the damage that did occur.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising that it came out of nowhere. Nicole, how high were the winds? Anybody have an estimate on that?
I have not heard an estimate. Okay. Donna, have you?
No, and they're all over the place. Some people say 70, 80 miles per hour. I mean, they were significant enough to knock over huge, giant trees and pick up carports that were tethered down in the ground. And I mean, it just literally lifted them up, flipped them around, and slammed them down. So
we also had
Go ahead, Nicole.
I was gonna say, we also had some down, at least one down power line, and also branches on other power lines.
Nicole, how does that change the, and I hate to say it, it's not, I know it's not going to change the fabric of the community, but how does it change the appearance to have a storm like that, the way it sounds, blast through and take down as much as it did?
The appearance is basically going to be in the areas that have the older trees, because the trees that Donna was talking about being uprooted, those trees were like 80, 100 years old. So they were extremely old trees. So a lot of people lost their shade trees. At the park, it's not going to change the appearance too much, because at the park it was pretty much larger branches, but trees were not uprooted.
And we know when incidents like this happen, communities certainly seem to come together. Nicole, has that been the case in Admire?
It has been, and Donna did a really good job bringing people together. She brought in the roll-off containers for people to bring branches. So neighbors were helping neighbors load up the branches, take them to the park, and we had people help chip the branches. And so, yeah, people came together.
Donna, how much coordination did that take to start lining up a plan to attack the need that you had?
Lucky enough, we're small, and we've got lots of resources here. So we have somebody who has a roll-off company that's just right here close to Admire. And they were able to get us the roll-offs, like, immediately. And a lot of people in our small town have chainsaws. They pulled out their chainsaws, just started cutting stuff away. And then, you know, people had pickup trucks and dump trailers, and we just got organized. We met at like 8 o'clock in the mornings and just ran through the day. We went mobile, where we had a wood chipper hooked onto the back of a pickup, and we just went around the town, shot all them chips over into a dump trailer, and we were able to actually like recycle most of the downed tree branches, which is great, instead of them going to the landfill. But we're blessed to have so many volunteers that came out, and our residents, you know, we had a plan and it worked, and the town actually looks really great this morning.
So would it be safe to say, Donna, the bulk of the cleanup is done?
Yes, it is. Our park looks great. The roll-offs are getting picked up here in just a little bit, and they're getting dumped. But all the wood chips, like I said, they've been hauled off. They were taken to, like, wineries and compost piles that people had. And so they didn't end up in the landfill. So it's just, it worked.
I was going to ask, Donna, do you have any idea of just how full those roll-off containers are?
They're completely full. Yes, when I was trying to get them closed, we were about three of us. It took us to get the backs of them closed so they could get hauled off this morning. But they're full. And, you know, we even had so many branches on the sides of the roll-offs that we had chainsaws going, cutting out all the firewood that we could because people wanted firewood. And so, and then the smaller branches, you know, they were chipped and they were hauled off. So we hauled off like six huge dump trailers full of chips.
Well,
certainly
not surprising to hear that the Admire community comes together to get the cleanup effort taken care of in short order, it sounds like. Again, we're with Admire Mayor Donna Ewell and City Council Member Nicole Kuhn talking about the recent storm damage and cleanup efforts. And now on to the rescheduling of the July 3rd celebration. And Donna, what's in store? When will this be taking place?
We have rescheduled it to this Saturday, the 13th of July, so everything's going to same times as before. I'll let Nicole, she's more familiar with the times and the ribbon cutting ceremony. I'll let Nicole talk about that. She's more familiar with.
All right, Nicole, let's go through the schedule coming up for Saturday evening.
So at 6 o'clock will be the ribbon cutting ceremony at the newly resurfaced court. And then the potluck will be at 6:30. And the museum, I believe, will be open at 7 o'clock. And then the fireworks will be shot off approximately 9:45.
Gotcha. What does it mean for you? Obviously, you had to delay things for now. It's going to wind up being a week and a half. But does that wind up building a little bit more anticipation for, you know, what you've got coming up here this weekend, with the, you know, the multi-use court being dedicated and ribbon cutting for that, and B, for the fireworks themselves?
I will speak for the ribbon cutting ceremony. Unfortunately, I am unable to make the rescheduled event, so I'm a little bummed that I'm not going to be here, especially for the ribbon cutting ceremony, since that's been my project. But when things come up, you know, you just have to go with the flow of things.
Understood.
Sure.
What does that court, though, mean for you? I know we had a chance to talk with you before what was the original schedule date, but, you know, you mentioned this is kind of your baby here for several months here. This is going to allow folks to do a lot of different things, and it connects to the Flint Hills Nature Trail nearby. What do you see this meaning for the city of Admire here, its residents, and B, maybe for people coming to Admire as a direct result of this?
When people come to Admire, it gives them one additional thing that they can do. We have the disc golf course, like you mentioned. We have the nature trail, and now we have the court that can be used for basketball and pickleball. They can go rollerblading, learn how to ride a bike. And so it gives the community one more thing to offer.
Donna, how do you see this impacting Admire life going forward, specifically with the opening here of the multi-use court?
Well, kids have already been using it. I live by the court, and I just love seeing the kids out there rollerblading, and they're playing, like, rollerblade hockey, and they're just using it, like, for anything that they can. And there are kids out there almost every day on that surface, every day.
Good to see us being put to good use, yeah. All right, so Saturday night, you know, all invited to Ed Meyer for all of their rescheduled July 3rd celebration activities. Donna, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Nicole, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You both have a good day.
You too.
All right, Ed Meyer, Maria, Donna Ewell, and City Council Member Nicole Kuhn talking about the recent storm damage cleanup efforts in Ed Meyer. And the big rescheduling of the city's July 3rd celebration coming up this Saturday evening, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday tentatively open here this week. But these dates typically go quickly. So if you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted, let us know. We'll get you on the calendar here this week. 620-342-1400 is the number. KVUE at KVUE.com is the email address. For tomorrow, we mentioned a couple of times during our Newsmaker segment, or I should say during our newscasts, Pioneer Bluffs Director Sammy Jo Peterson discussing her goals and objectives for the organization now that she's been named as operations director.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution, Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 729, 64 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Allison with Mel's Auto Service and Repair, Emporia's newest auto care shop. Mel's Auto Service can handle any automotive repair to get you safely back up.